Is that a 25-year-old scotch right there?
Yes, it is.
And do you get that from being here for 25 years?
No, I had to pay for it myself.
You had to pay for it?
I brought it back from London on the plane a while back. It was heavy and bulky and expensive, and I'm not sure why I did that.
Now, most people at Microsoft have patent cubes, like these black things that prove
yes.
that they're really smart, but you don't.
No.
I looked for a moment, and I thought that these were, in fact, patent cubes. They are not. They're cans of spam.
It used to be, but then my manager decided to put those here, and I think the cubes are...
Oh, you do? Oh, my goodness. Oh, wow. You could build a chair with those. But instead, you have spam. Nicely done, sir. So what are you working on for ASP.NET Beta 2?
Well, one of the features I've been working on is dynamic data, and specifically one feature I'd like to show you today is a new way that we have added to make it much easier to use dynamic data in applications that were not originally built for it.
Right, because it's really common that people hear about dynamic data, they think it's great, and they go, well, when am I ever going to get to go file new project?
That's right. And even though we had some path that could get you there before, you still ended up, you know, first of all, you had to use either Link to SQL or Entity Framework, and you mm-hmm. had to put some routes in your global ASAX, and you had to do quite a number of things, which, if you took an existing legacy application, is really just beyond.
I went and did. I use WinDiff. I would make a new
right.
dynamic data project, and yes. I would just beyond compare and diff them together.
Yeah, you could certainly do that. But if you have an app, for instance, that was built using like ASP.NET 2.0 SQL data source, and
right.
you don't necessarily want to move to Link to SQL, you know, pretty much like dynamic data was out of reach from what you would be able to do.
Okay.
So what I'm going to show you today is, in fact, I have a sample here of an app that is as it would have been written maybe in ASP.NET 2.0 timeframe using SQL
cool.
data source.
Can you do a little control scroll for me there and make that font big?
Yep.
Ooh.
So this is just really a one-page app. It's got a database in app data, and this is a SQL data source that has your traditional SQL statement right in there. Certainly not the way I would recommend building an app today, but it is something that, you know, some people have done. There are some legacy apps that are written this way, and now we're trying to make cool features like dynamic data, at least some aspects of dynamic data, usable in this world.
Okay, so I would open this 2.0 project, and it could stay 2.0, or it would be upgraded to 3.5, or 4?
It would get upgraded to 4.0.
But it'll still work?
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, really...
Well, of course to you, but just it's good for the listeners
yes.
to know that most 2.0 apps will work just fine running under 4.
Definitely. So I'll just go and run. I mean, this is literally a one-page thing. I think I have Zoom it enabled here so we can see the files that I have. I have an app data that just has my database, and I have this one ASPX file and a trivial web config file. So very little to it.
Okay.
And if I go and run this site, or really just this one page.
Ah.
This is big enough?
Uh-huh. Do you guys do everything on Northwind here at Microsoft?
Pretty much.
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So this is a typical page like we would used to write it?
Yes. So it looks fine. And, you know, in fact, here I can do like stuff like I can edit some fields. But where it starts being a little bit weak is if I try to edit and say I try to blank out the product name, which happens to be a required field in Northwind, and I click update, what happens? I get a big, ugly error straight from the database
yeah.
because we didn't have any logic in the page to catch that.
Mm-hmm.
And even though it would have been possible using manual validators to write such logic, it's rather painful.
Yeah.
Another example of that is if I try to, let's put something back here and put an invalid integer here, it's going to blow up again saying input string was not in the correct format.
Okay.
So now we're going to look at how we can take this page and make it work with dynamic data to get some features like validation to work very easily without having to rework your site completely and without having to add routes to global ASAX and do all kind of things.
Okay.
So really the key is to, since ASP.NET really, when you work with SQL data source, has no idea what the shape of your data really is, we need to create a little entity class that matches the shape of the object, or at least part of the shape that we care about. So we'll go and create public class, I'll just call it product, and I'll just add a couple of fields to it. The ones that I say I care about will do magic on product name and units in stock.
So you don't have to model your entire data. You're just giving dynamic data something to think about.
Yes, it's just guidance.
About.
Yes, yes. Okay. So I just add the property for that, string product name, and I'll mark it as a required field. And I'll also do unit price, or say units in stock.
Okay.
And same deal.
Except nice use of snippets there.
Thank you. And
I'm always impressed when people are able to do the snippets really fast. They're able to get their job done. The distance between their brain and the keyboard is very small. And you're able to make your fonts big without even thinking about it.
Yeah, so at least the snippet to create property is very simple and useful. You just type prop and you press tab twice.
Very cool. So,
anyway, now I have this type. And all I need to do is essentially connect it with the grid view. So I have my grid view, and I just say grid view dot enable dynamic data.
Now wait, have you done anything to the project?
I mean, absolutely not.
You didn't add anything. There's no secret DLL somewhere or some web
DLL.
Config.
Yeah,
the web config is not really fat and full of stuff.
I will show you the web config.
What's
now?
The web config?
It's the default ESP. I mean, default for config plus the SQL connection string that was in
there. Okay, so there's nothing hidden there.
Nothing hidden.
All right.
And going back to the page, we'll just say enable dynamic data, and we just give it the type of essentially the entity.
So let me see if I understand. You're saying this grid has products.
Yes. Yes. Or at least contains fields that products.
I see. That might look like
kind of. Yes. Yes. And you don't have to add all of them. Like right now, I'll just do the minimal change. Let's say we're only concerned about product name and units in stock.
Right.
And after I've done that, one more thing I need to do, if we look at the grid view, this is using standard ESP bound field, which is something that's been around since 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to change those guys to now be dynamic field. So I'll do it for product name, and I'll do it for units in stock. Okay?
All right.
And I could go ahead and run now, but I'll just do one more thing, is add a validation summary, which is again a standard old classic 2.0 control that displays the list of all errors, since now we're going to be getting validation. So I'll do validation, another use of snippet here.
Nice.
And I'll go ahead and
so that old control, we've got a couple of old controls here. The grid view is old.
Yes.
Old is in quotes. And validation summary is old. And they've got new functionality added to them. They still work like before.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, validation summary really doesn't even have anything new added to it. I'm just, the original site could have had that. I'm just adding one. This is just a control that shows all the errors.
And dynamic data is going to plug into that validation pipeline.
Absolutely. So now I'm going to go and refresh this page. And if I click edit here, I'm going to start by blanking out this field. As I tab out, I see a little star. If I hover over it, that's probably going to be really small. It says the product name is required.
Ah.
Likewise, units in stock. If I type something invalid, I get a message. And now if I click update, I get
a nice red validation bar across the top there.
Summary. Yes, yes. So or one thing I may want to do is style it. So I've just copied a tiny piece of CSS that I'll just paste in my header. And then I'll just set the validation summary to use that class, just because people usually expect those things to be read. So let's go update and blank this out. And then it's red and the stars are red. So I was able to do that really by having minimal modification to this existing page.
So there's no reason to rewrite the whole page over again if it works fine today.
Yes, and I'm only taking SQL data source as an example here. You could do the exact same thing with object data source, sort of all the traditional. It's not, the technology is not tied. We have no special logic that says, we're going to make it work with SQL data source. It's more, in fact, the validation is more attached to the grid view than the data source control itself.
Now, are there other controls other than grid view that get this kind of functionality?
Yes, absolutely. You could do pretty much all of the data controls. You could have a list view, which is the control where you have complete spelled out templates for editing and all such things. In this case, it would be slightly different. Here we move from a bound field to a dynamic field. in a list view, you would instead remove the, say, you could have a text box UI with a binding in there. You would remove that and change it to a dynamic control, pointing it to the right field, and you would do the rest.
Ah, okay. So, like, for example, if I wanted to change quantity per unit to a quantity per unit control, a special custom control.
Yes.
I would go and create the dynamic templates folder, and it would just happen.
Yes. So that's actually the next thing I'm going to show you. Right now, really, we've stayed, like, we haven't done anything that makes it look like a dynamic
right.
site.
Right. I mean, I wanted to make sure you weren't trying to sneak around and show me something tricky, because it's just a regular site. There's nothing in the web config.
Absolutely.
And there's no fancy controls that are hiding something from me.
But now I'm actually going to go and grab the standard dynamic data folder.
Okay. Into the and where would I get that?
You would get it from another dynamic data application, for instance. I don't think right now we have a great auto gesture that you can do in VS that will bring it.
But I can get that. I can share those, right? It doesn't have to be standard one. It could be one that one of my coworkers
made. And in fact, the one I dragged in, I slightly cheated in the sense that in addition to all the standard templates, I added, let me zoom in again, this slider integer, which is a custom field template that I'll be showing you.
Okay.
So, but before we get there, I'll show you how we can customize. So, for instance, we have the text or integer edit. Integer edit is the default field template that's used to edit integers. Mm-hmm. So I'll just make some really trivial modification just to show. I'm just
that
typing hello in there.
That it's real. So when integers get shown, we're going to use that. So all you're doing is hitting refresh.
Yes, get edited in this case.
Get edited.
Yes. So I'm hitting refresh, click edit, and it did not work for some reason. Okay, let me... Oops. Maybe I need to save web config. Once again. Yes, here we are.
Okay. So it's just a matter of refreshing. So right there, the system knows that an integer is being edited, and it's going to use that control, that ASP.NET control.
Yes, that user
in
control.
That instance.
Yes, so that's just a standard
ASP. But the grid doesn't know about it. It's part of the dynamic data subsystem.
That's right.
Okay. And you did, and again, you haven't added anything into the web config. It's really convention. Because
exactly.
There is a folder called dynamic data.
Yes. So the thing that really happens is that we added some default built-in templates to the feature such that when you don't have a dynamic data folder, we still default to something reasonable, which is why we're getting a text box UI and validation and all that. But the minute you start wanting to have more control, you just need to drop this folder, and now you can totally customize.
So let me ask you this.
Yes.
Could I have a dynamic data folder and just one control in there, and all I get smart defaults for everything else?
Currently, no. It's something that was sort of on the edge and is still being discussed. Currently, so once you bring in the folder, you got to have the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
It might be something we choose to revisit in 2010 before it ships, so we may or may not get to it.
But, okay.
So the last thing I want to show you is a couple more things, actually. Now that I have my template, let me go back to the page. I can also do things like add a range for this guy. I say, well, the units in stock must be between 0 and 100. Okay? And that's actually something I could have done before I brought in the physical dynamic data folder.
Now you're going to get a much more sophisticated validation for free.
Not quite. At this point, all I'm going to get is the fact that if I try to enter an integer that's too large, it's going to complain and tell me, let me just click update so we can see the bigger one. So at this point, I'm still using the integer edit standard template.
I see.
But I've told it that I have a range.
Okay.
Right? And the last thing I want to do is give this guy a UI hint, now telling it to, instead of using the standard field template, I want to use the custom one that I added in there called slider integer, which is something that uses the Ajax
control. Okay, so hang on. So that string there is slider integer.
Yes.
And that lines up.
With slider
integer
here.
And then underscore edit is the state
that's
in.
Exactly. And one very small thing I need to do, because this is using Ajax control toolkit, I just need to get a script manager in there. Okay, so now let's see what happens if I refresh this page.
Okay, and this is our ASP.NET 2.0 app that we simply upgraded, added a little bit
Oh, and look at that. Units in stock now gives me a slider. It's at 30. It's a move it 54.
And it's actually updating that at the end.
And we got that.
Ah, very cool.
So, really, I mean, the summary of that is that we're trying to make dynamic data more accessible to sites that don't want to breathe dynamic data like in and out. That just mostly want to keep on doing what they're doing already, but want a very easy way to get validation in their site and nice UI like this slider and such.
That's really cool. I think a lot of people are stressed out when they see like .NET 3.5 and 4.0 and like, oh no, but we're over here on 2.0. What about our what about our projects? And this is a really nice way for them to have the best of both worlds. Yep. They have legacy code that works fine, but they just want to take it to
absolutely
the next level.
Yeah, yeah.
Very cool. Well, thank you, David. I really appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.